disease than deciduous trees, so one method of diagnosis doesn't fit all. Chucky Anderson is a staff arborist for the Tree Care Industry Association. She says it's important to know what kind of tree you have before treating it.
If you're in Nevada and you're looking at a pinyon pine, or if you're in Florida and you're looking at a longleaf pine, what pine tree you're looking at will depend perhaps on exactly what disease will be invading it.
Some pines are more susceptible to fungus invasions. Pine oak gall rust, for example, attacks hard pines like scotch, pitch, loblolly, and shortleaf. The sad thing is that this type of fungus is spread by a spore found on red and black oaks. So if you have a mix of these in your woodlot, there might be trouble. The gall, which is an abnormal growth on the tree, will cut off sap flow and kill the tree above the growth. Other pines develop pine needle rust, a fungus which causes yellow spots on the needles, followed by white blisters. Depending on how far gone the tree is, Anderson says you might be able to save it.
Remove some of the lower branches that funguses tend to invade first. They're not going to grow back, but it's possible that you might save the whole tree if you remove some of the diseased branches. Another method of cure is applying a fungicide to the tree in the spring. This is best done by professional tree care companies because they have the specialized equipment that puts fungicide up to the very top of the tree.
Find more resources to help protect your pine trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. and military partners responded to months of attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea by striking Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
The Pentagon confirming the strikes, backed by four U.S. allies, hit over 60 targets and 16 locations, destroying weapons, radar and surveillance systems, and unmanned vehicles.
More than 1,000 flights have been canceled in the U.S., including 25% of all flights at Chicago O'Hare. Severe weather is moving across the country. It's also having an impact on Monday's caucuses in Iowa. Nikki Haley canceled all in-person events set for today because of blizzard conditions. The Biden administration's introducing another student debt relief program. It's open to anybody who took out less than $12,000 as an initial balance and has paid it down for 10 years. This is ABC News. There was a magnitude 5.9 earthquake that struck off the coast of southeast Alaska last night. It rattled shelves and woke up residents of Sitka, but did not trigger a tsunami watch. Law enforcement's now cracking down on porch pirates, says ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Porch pirates in New York caught on camera brazenly swiping packages.
I just saw somebody on my Ring camera steal two packages.
The Yonkers Police Department sharing doorbell video as the suspect stuffs a package into his backpack and takes a second one as he leaves.
Hi. Stop right there.
Officers
Stop.
Approaching the suspect before he runs away. Package theft is a major problem for consumers. According to Forbes, porch pirates stole 260 million packages in 2022, worth about $19.5 billion. And nearly 8 in 10 Americans reported being victims of porch pirates.
Creators of Top Gun Maverick are reportedly writing a third installment of the franchise starring Tom Cruise. There's been no word so far from Paramount. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click. quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a winter storm warning in effect, 6 to 10 inches of snow today, tonight into tomorrow, with wind and blowing snow likely by late today, tonight through much of Saturday. Our high today, 26, 11 tonight, 13 tomorrow. It's going to get really cold by Saturday night into Sunday, with wind chill dropping to the 20s to near 30 below. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Proposed legislation would toughen penalties against drivers who flee police in Wisconsin. The measure from Milwaukee area Representative Bob Donovan increases penalties and mandatory minimum sentences for various offenses involving fleeing an officer. A former Roman Catholic cardinal charged with sexual assault has been found incompetent to stand trial. Walworth County judge made the ruling last week in the case against 92-year-old Theodore McCarrick, who has dementia. McCarrick is accused of sexually assaulting a boy at a residence in Lake Geneva in 1977. And UW-Milwaukee is putting a house with a likely value of over $1 million on the market. The school says it plans to sell the home previously used by the school's chancellor as a part of an effort to reduce costs. That home was purchased by the university in 2012 for just under $1 million. The school is dealing with a projected $18.8 million deficit.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health of Durand, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their websites at primerealtymidwest.com and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Durand, Arkansas School Board has extended the bidding period for the Hanson Park property. Superintendent Greg Doverspike says the district has so far received one bid, and with the holidays, the board felt it would be a good idea to extend the bidding to the end of the month.
So we did extend the bidding period for till the end of the month, just to give people a little more time. I think we kind of realized that with the holidays in there, you know, and Thanksgiving, it might have been a little tight for people to kind of get some things in line. So we, you know, we extended it a couple weeks just to give people some additional time to have opportunities to analyze what was their, what were their options were, and look into what some options were for the property.
In February, the facilities committee will review all of the bids and make a recommendation to the full board at the February meeting. The first big winter storm to affect the WRDN listening area continues through tomorrow. According to the National Weather Service, steady snow is developed and will continue into Saturday with northwest winds near 35, resulting in areas of blowing snow. 5 to 8 inches of snow accumulation will be possible through Saturday. The combination of moderate prolonged snowfall and gusty winds will create hazardous travel conditions. Now, after the storm moves through, bitterly cold conditions can be expected, with highs near or below zero and lows in the teens below zero are expected into next week. Wind chills will drop into the 20 to 30 below zero range starting Saturday night. One person is hurt and another is in custody after a reported stabbing in Eau Claire. According to Eau Claire police, early this morning, officers responded to the call in the 2500 block of Boardwalk Circle and found one person with injuries. The victim was taken to the hospital while another person was arrested. Police believe the victim was targeted. There's no risk to the community. Names of the victim and suspect have yet to be released. State Senate Republicans are not on board with a medical marijuana bill. During a WisPolitics.com luncheon on Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue of Utsburg called the Assembly Republican plan to create a state-run dispensaries a non-starter for his caucus. Lemahue compared the idea of having the Department of Health Services run the dispensaries to, quote, a DMV for medical marijuana, unquote. He also added there are some good things in the bill, and he did not rule out a compromise with Assembly Republicans who introduced the bill earlier this week. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This year's individual health care marketplace enrollment has broken the Wisconsin state record. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said more than 254,000 people are signed up for Medicaid or Medicare as of December 23rd in the state. That's 11,000 more people enrolled in state insurance than when the record was last broken in 2017 and 33,000 more than last year. Wisconsin residents are still able to sign up for insurance at healthcare.gov. until January 16th. Two Wisconsin task forces have joined together to combat human trafficking in the state's indigenous communities. The Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking and Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Task Force will work together on efforts. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says they'll work to identify victims of labor exploitation and prosecute offenders. He says they'll also be analyzing barriers that keep victims from getting help. The Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force will be funded for 3 years. Two Wisconsin County law enforcement agencies are issuing safety reminders following close calls this week. An Iowa County Sheriff's deputy reported a car going faster than 70 miles an hour in Dodgeville with only a small portion of the driver's side windshield uncovered. The deputy cleaned off the rest of the car for visibility before the stop ended. Further north, the Marquette County Sheriff's Department is asking drivers to shift one lane over left when there is a traffic stopped on the right shoulder. A deputy says a stopped vehicle was clipped by another driving by in the right lane while he was performing a traffic stop last week. No injuries were reported in either incident. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is happy that providing free meals to Minnesota students has led to increased demand at the state's public schools. The governor served meals to students at Edgerton Elementary School alongside Lieutenant Governor Flanagan and State Education Commissioner Willie Jett. The state served more than 1 million additional breakfasts and lunches during the first month of the new program. Walz calls the increase, quote, a good problem to have, unquote, even if the state was spending more money than expected to fund the program. Entry to all Minnesota state parks will be free on Monday. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources will waive all entry fees to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Fees for activities like camping and equipment rental will still be charged, however, on Monday.
Minnesota holds 4 free park days every year to encourage residents to be active and enjoy the outdoors. You're listening to WRDN News.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Officials at the University of Minnesota's Raptor Center are hoping that the arrival of cold weather will let them release some young eagles into the wild. Nearly a dozen young bald eagles have been under care at the center for months, but are ready for their chance to take flight. The center says the youngsters need to be released near other eagles so they can learn how to hunt properly. But this year's warm weather has scattered the normally large group of eagles found along the Mississippi River. The Raptor Center says the delayed release has strained the group's available resources, which are mainly funded through donations. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
The Minnesota Timberwolves begin a 2-game homestand against the Portland Trailblazers tonight. The Timberwolves are coming off a 127-120 overtime loss against the Boston Celtics Wednesday night. Tonight's game starts at 7. The Wild aim to avoid a third loss in a row when they welcome Philadelphia to the Xcel Energy Center tonight. The Wild were just crushed by Dallas 7-2 on Wednesday. Tonight's game begins at 7 o'clock. The Minnesota Vikings are losing one of their true home games in 2024. The NFL announced yesterday Minnesota will host an international regular season game in London. The Vikings are 3-0 all-time in London. They most recently played the New Orleans Saints there in 2022 in a game they won 28-25. Further details will be released when the NFL schedule is revealed in spring. High school basketball from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Dunn-St. Croix Conference last night, in a game heard here on WRDN, Durand, Arkansas defeated Mondovi 57-40. Spring Valley over Elk Mound 58-55. And Elmwood Plum City, they went over Colfax 55-45. Girls basketball from last night in the Darlin Conference. Whitehall defeated Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran 65-48. Independence Gilmanton over Levi-Strom 50-38. Blair Taylor over Lincoln 47-27. On the schedule today on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard, a reminder that many of these games will be canceled due to the winter storm, but here is the schedule that we have for tonight. In boys basketball in the Darlin Conference, Cochran Fountain City at Augusta, Oliva Strum hosting Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, Alma Pepin at Blair Taylor, Alma Center Lincoln at Whitehall. Middle Border Conference boys hoops, Osceola at Barron, Prescott hosting Stuartville. Dunn-St. Croix Conference tonight, Boyceville is scheduled to be at Durand, Arkansas. If we do have the game, the AdventHealth Panther preview will be at 7, tip-off at 7:15. Meanwhile, Elk Mound is at Glenwood City. Mondovi hosting Colfax. Plum City Elmwood is traveling to Spring Valley. Middle Border Conference girls hoops tonight. Altoona at Amory. Baldwin Woodville hosting St. Croix Central. Prescott is at Ellsworth. But again, all of these games are subject to change due to the winter storm.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years.
Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE-5.
The Bucks snapped their two-game losing streak, blowing out the best team in the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics, 135-102 at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bobby Portis led all scorers with 28 points and 12 rebounds.
We were in a funk to start the year. We didn't have anything good going for us, so it was good to see our defense going, see the offense, see the ball hopping, see everybody, you know, having fun again. That's the biggest thing. When you play this game, man, you obviously want to be locked in on the game plan, but you do want to have fun doing as well, and we had that tonight.
Giannis Antetokounmpo added 24 points and a dozen boards. More NBA news. The league planning to turn the 2024 draft into a two-night event in Brooklyn. And Commissioner Adam Silver says the in-season tournament will be back again next season. Cowboys and Packers set to square off in postseason for the first time since 2017. Packers got into the playoffs by winning six of their last eight after starting the season 2-5. Packers 7.5-point underdogs.
Good. I mean, I feel like we've always been underdog this whole season, so why change it now?
I think every team got to play football. I don't really look at an underdog. It's just how our season went, and we got in. Once you win, it's 0-0. Everybody got to play. No matter what seed you is, you got to play football.
Packers Carrington Valentine and Keyshawn Nixon, defensive back Jair Alexander, day-to-day after suffering an ankle injury in the team's walkthrough on Wednesday. Five other games on wildcard weekend, including two Saturday, Cleveland's at Houston, Miami at Kansas City. Brewers came to terms with all of their arbitration eligible players, including pitchers Corbin Burns and Devin Williams, as well as shortstop Willy Adames. Burns will make $15.6 million. Adames gets $12.25 million. Phil Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Forecast for today, winter storm warning in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow. Snow, blowing snow as well this afternoon, accumulation of 3 to 4 inches. Highs will be in the mid-20s. North winds at 5 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20. Tonight, snow and blowing snow, accumulation of 4 to 6 inches, lows near 12. Tomorrow, snow 1 to 2 inches, highs near 14. Currently across the region, we do have snow and Pepin Lake City at 13, O'Galley, Plum City, Mondovi, Wabasha, Nelson, all at 11 here at WRDN. We do have some snow and 12 with Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker. And when the sun goes down, it's 7:24.
Suntan toes tickling the sand. Cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light. Resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be
along, just taking it easy. Laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy. And sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes
when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Yeah.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road, in a beat-up Chevy truck. Her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. Something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy.
till half past 12 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring a drink, or we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Dan and Shay, Save Me the Trouble, 7:34. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. And happy Friday coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Also, during the 9 o'clock hour at about 9:10, we'll be chatting with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Greg Doverspike about the school board meeting from Wednesday. So we'll have that again at about 9:10. And also at about 8:45 or so, we hope to talk with staff meteorologist Corey Hartman about the winter storm and what we can all expect. So we'll hope to talk with him at about 8:45. Yes, it is now snowing in most of western Wisconsin this morning.
Hey, let's be careful.
Yeah, let's be very careful out there. Let's be particularly careful out there. School closings this morning: Alma, Oliva Strum, Gilmanton, Independence, Mondovi, and Pepin. That's what we have. Again, Alma, Oliva Strum, Gilmanton, Independence, Mondovi, and Pepin schools closed today. Durand, Arkansas schools had the day off for teacher in service. So, of course, those kids already knew about that. They're still sleeping. We are scheduled tonight to do Durand, Arkansas, Boyceville girls basketball game here at the high school. That's going to all be subject to the weather. So I'm just saying, all of the games are subject to the weather tonight, with the depending on how the storm develops and what happens here throughout the day as well. So keep that in mind. We're scheduled to have the game. If we would have the game, it will be the Advent Health Panther preview will be at about 7 and tip off at 7:15. We'll give you that snowy and cold weather forecast coming up.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Forecast for today: winter storm warning continues. Snow throughout the day, 3 to 4 inches possible, highs mid-20s. North winds at 5 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20. Tonight, snow 4 to 6 inches possible, lows near 12. North winds at 15 to 25. Tomorrow, snow 1 to 2 inches, highs near 14. And northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. And for Saturday night, 30% chance of snow, a low of 5 below. Swell. Currently across the region, we do have snow. Pepin and Lake City, 13. Ogallee, Plum City, Mondovi, Wabasha, and Nelson at 11. Here at WRDN, some light snow, 12, with Love and Theft and Angel Eyes at 7:38.
She likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, the rain. Tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning, she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her. Little bit of devil in her angel eyes.
hillside.
Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in a angel eye. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
I thought that was your voice. I thought that was my car. Now we ain't ever met before,
I know who you are. You're living in my house, I'm living in a tent. And don't laugh, this second job of mine is paying both our rents. You're out here buying Happy Meals and I'm crack a smile at me, man. When I come through this here window, well, you took my wife, and you took my kids, and you took that life that I used to live. My pride, the pool, the boat, my tools, my dreams, the dog, the cat. Yeah, I think that's just about everything. Oh, I almost forgot. Do you want fries for that? Your ketchup's in the bag, and her check is in the mail. I hope your chicken's raw inside, and I hope your bun is stale. I'm supposed to tell you, please come back, but how about this instead? And that would tickle me to death. I don't know what you're waiting on. You're holding up the line. Oh, man, you ain't got no change coming back. Are you out of your mind? Well, you took my wife, and you took my kids, and you took that life that I tools, my dreams, the dog, the cat. Yeah, I reckon that's all there is. Do you want fries for that? That about covers it. Do you want fries for that? There's your nuggets. Don't you, hey, don't laugh at me.
Try to look to see who's calling. I had a Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Carly Pierce, Chris Stapleton, We Don't Fight Anymore, 752. I'm Brian Winnikins. Again, this reminder school closings that we have for today, Alma, Oliva Strum, Gilmanton, Independence, Mondovi, and Pepin, all closed. Again, Alma, Oliva Strum, Gilmanton, Independence, Mondovi, and Pepin are all closed as this morning, and we'll keep you up to date on that if we receive any additional closings. Also, a reminder, the weather's going to affect any of the high school basketball games here later on tonight as well. So we'll try to keep you up to date on that throughout the day. We're scheduled to do Durand, Arkansas, and Boyceville tonight at 7 o'clock, but I'm betting that that's going to be canceled. We'll also have an update on the weather with staff meteorologist Corey Hartman. We're scheduled to do that here coming up at about 8:45. Classic gum is to be discontinued. Fruit Stripe gum, as they have announced, they are discontinuing making that product.
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw. Who is responsible for this? I demand that you show yourself. Who are you?
Now, the company Faro, which owns other candy brands like Nerds and Fun Dip, said the decision to discontinue Fruit Stripe was, quote, difficult, unquote. Yeah, I bet it was. The accountants were like, we could save some money. Let's just zap this. Okay. That was real difficult, wasn't it? Those looking to get their hands on the gum may be able to still find it at retailers across the country before it sells out one final time. Fruit Stripe was first sold in the 1960s, and it even came with a temporary tattoo of Yipes the Zebra. Remember that? I do. The gum had fruit flavors, a zebra print wrapper, and the zebra mascot. I have to start looking around, see if I can't get a couple of sticks of that stuff, right?
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California.
Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl stories. And how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here. Out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the nights ignite like gasoline. And light up those streets that never sleep when the sky goes dark. Out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane. Second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on on fire and crazy dreams.